Heading to Queensland now, where the government has denied playing politics with coronavirus after the death of a man in Blackwater. His initial post-mortem diagnosis of COVID-19 has been overturned, and the government has apologised to his family, but not to the Rockhampton nurse it suggested could have caused his death. At the time, states were embroiled in a debate over whether to reopen borders, but Queensland's Deputy Premier says his state didn't misuse the Blackwater case to promote its argument. Annie Guest has this report from Brisbane.
For family and friends, grieving the death of 30-year-old Nathan Turner has been compounded by isolation imposed after his post-mortem diagnosis of COVID-19 and finger-pointing over a potential source of contagion. He is Blackwater resident Annette Bowes.
I'm personally very, very angry. It's very sad that we've had this happen over something that's pretty big and pretty serious. I feel for Simone and Nathan's family. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Simone's had to grieve on her own.
The Queensland government has been quick to issue apologies for the distress caused to Nathan Turner's family by the false positive diagnosis after revealing the result had been proved wrong by subsequent tests. Here's the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
You know, I really want to say to the family that we're incredibly sorry that had happened.
The Deputy Premier and Health Minister is Stephen Miles.
We have to treat every positive test as though it is a positive case. However, I would like to personally apologise to his partner and his family for any distress that our actions in responding rapidly have caused them.
The Chief Medical Officer, Jeanette Young, explains how events unfolded.
On the night that I was told that this gentleman was positive, he'd had one positive test done, I immediately asked for a second to be done, and I asked for that to urgently go to Rockhampton. Unfortunately, because the gentleman had been dead for several hours at that point, the test was contaminated with blood.
Further tests were then done after his body was transported to Brisbane. But in the days following Nathan Turner's death, health authorities initiated mass testing in Blackwater, with more than 600 people coming forward. The government also pointed the finger at a Rockhampton nurse. She'd already been under fire for working at an aged care facility while infected with coronavirus and waiting for test results. The government then targeted her for taking a trip to Blackwater prior to her diagnosis, but while travel was restricted. And they investigated any links with Nathan Turner. At the time, the government was defending its decision to keep borders shut. But the Health Minister, Stephen Miles, denies it tried to capitalise on the Blackwater case.
Well, that suggestion's pretty ridiculous, Michael. We were responding to this as a positive test of COVID-19 in a small regional community that causes great concern for us, and so we responded rapidly.
There's been no apology for the Rockhampton nurse. The union representing her says she's been exonerated.
Annie Guest.